Bomb is being described today by U.S. officials as an upgrade to the underwear bomb used 3 years ago in a failed attempt to bring down a Detroit-bound jetliner. Now being studied by the FBI, this new design is described as being made with a different chemical formula with dual detonation systems to make it easier to set off.
By having the bomb in its original state before it goes off, U.S. experts now are able to figure out how the bomb works, how it might be detected. That's a heck of a lot easier when the bomb is still intact.
Still, there is great concern that the bomb maker, 30-year-old Ibrahim Al-Asiri, is working on other bomb designs, including bombs surgically implanted in terrorists, even in picture frames and radios, as shown in this Al-Qaeda video.
They keep trying to devise more and more perverse and terrible ways to kill innocent people.
In this case, the bomber was actually the source working for the U.S. and others, and there was no real threat. But American authorities said today, as long as Al-Asiri is alive, making other bombs for real terrorists, there remains a grave threat to the U.S., Diane.
And as you reported, Brian, thank you, even though this plot was foiled, airport security is still on alert. And yet, ABC News has learned that millions of dollars of high-tech security equipment is gathering dust at a government warehouse. Equipment airports say they need. ABC senior national correspondent Jim Avila has the exclusive details on that.
A nondescript TSA warehouse in Dallas. Inside, ABC News has learned America's best weapons against Al-Qaeda's bomb of choice. Hundreds of baggage scanners, explosive detection systems, and in this wooden crate, the latest bomb-detecting scanners, sitting idle, never used, all in storage for more than 9 months, some more than a year, while nearly 300 airports across the country go unprotected by the newest, best bomb scanning technology.
There are airports around America that really don't realize that in Dallas, Texas, there are huge amounts of this equipment sitting in excess.
A congressional investigation to be released tomorrow, but obtained exclusively by ABC News tonight, concludes that the TSA is not only wasting $184 million by not deploying security equipment, it is warehousing the one device that can actually detect a non-metallic plastic explosive. When Congress asked why, the report says the TSA told them they ordered extras to get a discount and had no specific plan to deploy.
Obviously, the point of having advanced screening technology is to get it out to the field. It's not a museum relic.
ABC News has learned FBI agents plan to make a replica of the newly recovered underwear bomb and send it through airport security, testing Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano's statement today.
All things considered, yes, in high likelihood it would have been detected.
The TSA touts a layered approach, starting with intelligence from the CIA and FBI.